Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, as this is the first time my delegation takes the floor today, let me congratulate you on your appointment as chair of MX2 and offer my delegation's full support. Thank you also to the state's parties and experts who have offered many interesting and valuable discussions so far. The UK would like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for sharing with states parties your chart and concept note on the ideas regarding a science and technology review process. We found this compilation of information very useful for guiding us through the next phase of our discussions on this topic. We would like to draw out some elements from the chart that we would welcome further discussion on here at MX2 and during the run-up to the 9th review conference. Considering the purpose of a new structured S&T review process, there seems to be broad agreement that an S&T advisory group should be able to consider scientific advancements and developments and make recommendations to meetings of the BTWC. Considering the agenda or tasks that a new structured science and technology review process should work to, the UK supports ideas that an agenda or tasking is set for review by states parties. However, we think it is especially important that there remain a level of flexibility so that S&T review can be carried out in a more agile way, allowing the review process to respond in a timely manner to global health emergencies like we have seen with the Ebola outbreak of 2014 and 2015 and the current COVID-19 pandemic. Considering the outputs and reporting of the review process, there seems to be many options for reporting the findings of S&T reviews. The UK would like to emphasise that the S&T review process should be free from political biases and therefore could have the option of submitting working papers covering the factual assessments that have been made by technical experts of the meetings to the various meetings of the BTWC, whether these papers are co-sponsored, consensually agreed, or chair's papers. When considering composition, the UK is keen to see wide involvement of technical experts from states parties and the inclusion of experts from other international organisations where required. The selection of experts should consider technical merit and relevant technical specialism as a priority, while respecting the need for geographical representation, gender balance, and other protected characteristics. An open-ended group would enable this to happen and ensure a level of flexibility to draw in experts when required. It would also be important for the S&T review process or group to be chaired by a technical expert. Finally, Mr. Chairman, any new process needs adequate resourcing, including staff time from the ISU and potentially a new position of a scientific officer. The possibility for states parties to make voluntary contributions would also be required to enable this process to begin its work quickly and effectively without needing urgent decisions on increased assessed contributions. Mr. Chairman, thank you once again for these valuable documents and we welcome further discussion.